Hello and welcome once again to The Way I See It, and my name is Vanessa Coleman. Now, this week I wasn't too sure which of the articles that I selected quite a few, and I decided in the end to read the front page of the Sun newspaper dated the 14th of June. I really think it's quite brilliant, and the heading is Believe in Britain. We're about to make the biggest political decision of our lives. The Sun today urges everyone to vote Leave. We must set ourselves free from dictatorial Brussels. Throughout our 43-year membership of the European Union, it has proved increasingly greedy, wasteful, bullying, and breathtakingly incompetent in a crisis. Next Thursday at the ballot box, we can correct this huge and historic mistake. It is our last chance, because be in no doubt, our future looks far bleaker if we stay in. Outside the EU, we can become richer, safer, and free at long last to forge our own destiny, as America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and many other great democracies already do, and as we were the first to do centuries ago. If we stay, Britain will be engulfed in a few short years by this relentlessly expanding German-dominated federal state. For all David Cameron's witless assurances, our powers and values will be further eroded. Staying in will be worse for immigration, worse for jobs, worse for wages, and worse for our way of life. Greece is bankrupt. Italy is in danger of going the same way, with even more disastrous consequences. In Spain, 45% of those under 24, 25 are out of work. And numerous, even poorer and worse governed countries are now joining the EU. Remain is bigger risk in every way. To remain means being powerless to cut mass immigration, which keeps wages low and puts catastrophic pressure on our schools, hospitals, roads, and housing stock. In every way, it is a bigger risk. The Remain campaign, made up of the corporate establishment, arrogant Europhiles, and foreign banks, have set out to terrify us all about life outside the EU. Their Project Fear strategy predicts mass unemployment, soaring interest rates and inflation, plummeting house prices, even world war. The Treasury, Bank of England, the IMF, and world leaders have all been wheeled out by Downing Street to add their grim warnings. Nonsense. Years ago, the same politicians and economists issued apocalyptic predictions about our fate if we didn't join the euro. Thank God we stopped that. The single currency's stranglehold has since ruined the EU's poorer nations and cast millions on the dole. We are told we cannot be in the single market without accepting all the rules, free movement of people included. If so, let's leave it, and using our enormous clout as the world's fifth biggest economy, strike great trade deals with the other 85% of the world, and pick and choose the best migrants from the whole world. If we stay in the EU, as Cameron wants, we will finally give up any chance of controlling our population. Cameron admits it. Vote Leave, and we will reassert our sovereignty, embracing a future as a self-governing, powerful nation envied by all. We will re-establish the basic principle that we are governed by politicians we elect or reject every 5 years, not foreign bureaucrats. Our country has glorious history. The Sun has campaigned relentlessly against the ever-expanding superstate, but the EU cannot reform. Remain has conducted a deceitful campaign. It has been nasty, cynical, personally abusive, and beneath the dignity of Britain. Our country has a glorious history. This is our chance to make Britain even greater, to recapture our democracy, to preserve the values and culture we are rightly proud of. A vote for Leave is a vote for a better Britain. Now, last Saturday, I was on a Vote Leave stall here in Boscombe in Bournemouth. And to be quite truthful, I wasn't really looking forward to it because I guess I thought that we were going to get quite a bit of opposition. But no, it was rewarding because so many people kept coming up to the stall all day telling us their stories of why they wanted to leave the EU. And they were taking the Vote Leave posters. Well, in fact, I think we ran out in the end, and the badges and, you know, leaflets, etc. A couple of stories. There was one woman who had to get three young children to three different schools for 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's hard enough, isn't it, getting one child to one school, let alone three to three different schools. And then there was the couple. He lived in Bournemouth and his wife was from Mexico. And they were, I guess, in their 40s and that. And on that day, he was having to say goodbye to her. He said that they'd spent all the money they had, but still she was not allowed to live in the country with him. And so she had to go back to Mexico. Absolutely awful. And then there were the people that came up and said they couldn't get jobs because too many people chasing the same job. So it was a really rewarding day. And this coming Saturday, which will be the last Saturday before the referendum, we'll be there again. And I only hope and pray that in 7 or 8 days' time, that we will be a free country again, that we will have voted to leave the EU. Anyway, in the meantime, have a great day, and until we meet again, it's bye for now.